It's a new dawn in Zimbabwe. Many, especially the young people, are hopeful for a better future after Emmerson Mnangagwa took over the presidency of the country, bringing to an end 37 years of Robert Mugabe's leadership. But even before the dust settles, the new government has declared Mugabe's birthday, that is February 21st, to be a public holiday. This follows an intense lobbying by the Youth League of Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party. Joining me from Harare is DW's Privilege Mshaniri. Privilege, what do you make of this announcement?
It is now a point of debate. People are saying that it is rather unfair to declare a holiday of a man who has just been dismissed by the people, saying that he is no longer fit for office. So it is now a point of debate, and people are saying that it was rather too early, and also the declaration, it should have followed consultation of the Zimbabwean citizens on what they think about declaring 21st February as a holiday.
Now, having said that, a privilege, the new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is expected to name his cabinet sometime this week. Is there a likelihood of seeing more younger and fresh faces in his cabinet?
Already there's been some predictions of his cabinet, and some of the names that are being brought into the list, very young people. And these are not only coming from the ZANU-PF as a party, they are also coming from the opposition. But then most of this is coming out through social media. So it's yet to be seen whether you would truly incorporate young people into the cabinet that is most likely to be announced this week.
Well, given his age, that is 75 years, are young people able to identify with him, Emmerson Mnangagwa?
Some people are just happy that they have a new face as a president. They are not minding about his age. But some of the young people that I've spoken to are actually saying that at 75 years, they are not really sure whether he is going to be able to connect with the issues that young people are facing. Most of them, they are looking forward, yes, of course, for creation of jobs. I spoke to a few young people, and this is what they had to say.
To me, really, he's not the full package like the president I expect. I expect somebody who is much younger and who surely knows what us young people need. But however, we can't write him off completely. We just have to wait and see what he brings on the table for us.
I think his age is a bit above par. If the time that he has now till then, he doesn't make any proper moves to make sure that the youth are looking forward to an actual better Zimbabwe, than just us talking about a better Zimbabwe and no action happening on the ground, his age will actually be a big factor, right? Just the same as the former president was.
You hear that, Jane? You know, these young people, they are expressing that they wished for a younger president. But for now, Zimbabwe is happy that they have a new face.
Well said, they are privileged because we know young people constitute over 75% of Zimbabwean population. What can you say are immediate problems facing them that need to be addressed by the new government?
A couple of young people that I've spoken to, some of them spoke about being able to speak up their mind and express themselves, something that has not been quite happening with the former president, Robert Mugabe, where, you know, there was a clampdown on freedom of expression and even a clampdown of people who would express themselves on social media.
An opportunity to pursue our dreams without being fearful, an opportunity to express ourselves and to question the government when they are wrong and to tell them where they are going wrong without being fearful of being victimized or being beaten up or disappearing like Itai Dzamara. You know, that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping this will be a new era in Zimbabwe.
As a young person, I think one thing we all worry about is whether we'll get jobs even if we have degrees. And knowing the previous president and not really addressing some of those issues, but I think a lot of things will change, and hopefully he will look into that as well.